Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches several development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Gujarat to mark 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Prime Minister reaffirms government's resolve to end injustice faced by tribal communities and provide them benefits of development. Leaders of National Democratic Alliance start discussions for government formation in Bihar. Ukraine strikes major oil terminal in port city Novorossiysk of Russia. Moscow retaliates with barrage of drones and missiles. Indian Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi storms into quarterfinals of FIDE Chess World Cup, defeating two-time champion Levon Aronian in Goa. And in Test cricket, South Africa lose 7 wickets at 93 runs in their second innings on day 2 at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering resolve to end the injustices faced by tribal communities and ensured that the benefits of development should reach them. He asserted that tribal welfare has always been the highest priority for their government. Mr. Modi made these remarks while launching development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediapara town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat this afternoon. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janajatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering, he said tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years.
Janajatiya Gaurav हजारों वर्षों से हमारे भारत की चेतना का अभिन्न हिस्सा रहा है। जब जब देश के सम्मान, स्वाभिमान और स्वराज की बात आई तो हमारा आदिवासी समाज सबसे आगे खड़ा हुआ। हमारा स्वतंत्रता संग्राम इसका सबसे बड़ा उदाहरण है। आदिवासी समाज से निकले कितने ही नायक नायिकाओं ने आजादी की मशाल को आगे बढ़ाया।
The Prime Minister stated that the government is working with a comprehensive approach to address every aspect of tribal life. He informed that the number of minor forest produce items has been increased from 20 to nearly 100 and the MSP on forest produce has been raised. He emphasized that the country cannot forget the contribution of tribal society in the freedom movement.
हमारी अगली पीढ़ी को पता होना चाहिए कि मेरे आदिवासी भाई बहनों ने हमें कितना बड़ा तोहफा दिया है, आजादी दिलवाई है और इसी काम को जिंदा करने के लिए आने वाली पीढ़ी को स्मरण रहे इसलिए देश में कई ट्राइबल म्यूजियम बनाए जा रहे हैं। यहाँ गुजरात में भी राजपीपला में ही 25 एकड़ विशाल ट्राइबल म्यूजियम के लिए जमीन पर बहुत बड़ा म्यूजियम आकार ले रहा है।
Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat's Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister landed at the Surat airport in the morning and reached the Antharoli area, where a bullet train station is under construction. Later in the evening, addressing the Bihari community living in Surat, Gujarat, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the people of Bihar for giving the NDA a historic victory in assembly elections. He said now Bihar is showing readiness to reach new heights of development, which has been seen in this election.
Bihar, aaj duniya bhar mein chhaya hua hai. Duniya mein kahin jaiye, Bihar ki talent aapko nazar aayegi. Aur aisa Bihar ab vikas mein nayi unchai ko prapt karne ka mizaj dikha raha hai. इस चुनाव में उस मिजाज के दर्शन हुए हैं। बिहार की माताएं बहनें और बिहार के नौजवान महिला युवा ये एक ऐसा माई कॉम्बिनेशन बना है जिसने आने वाले अनेक दशकों की राजनीति का नींव मजबूत कर दी है।
The nation is celebrating Janajatiya Gaurav Divas today to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The centre has marked 15th November as Janjatiya Gaurav Divas, recognising the importance of keeping tribal history alive. Over the years, this observance has expanded into Janjatiya Gaurav Week, celebrated across ministries and states with cultural programs, exhibitions and educational activities that bring the legacy of tribal heroes to life. More from our correspondent.
Over the past decade, the vision of tribal development has expanded into a nationwide mission. Tribal focus spending has increased fivefold from 24,000 crore rupees in 2014 to 1,25,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. Today, 42 ministries actively contribute to tribal welfare, driving over 200 schemes across education, healthcare, livelihoods, skill development and sanitation. The PM Jan Man mission focused on uplifting 75 particularly vulnerable tribal groups across 19 states and union territories has so far built 90,000 pakka homes and electrified more than 92,000 households. Nearly 700 mobile medical units are sanctioned to deliver doorstep healthcare, while around 6,700 villages are now connected to piped water. In education, the government has provided over 22,000 crore in scholarships over the last 10 years, with nearly 30 lakh tribal students receiving scholarships every year. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
After the completion of the Bihar Legislative Assembly elections 2025, informal discussions have begun regarding the formation of the new government. Today, Union Minister and Chief of the Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas Chirag Paswan, met Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Talking to media in Patna, Mr. Paswan said several issues were discussed with the Chief Minister. Several newly elected MLAs and senior leaders are reaching the Chief Minister's house to congratulate Mr. Kumar about the landslide victory of the NDA in his leadership. Meanwhile, regarding the process of government formation, BJP State President Dr. Dilip Jaiswal said everything will be finalised within 2 days. He said the BJP's central leadership will make the decision. In Kerala, the all-party meeting convened by Chief Electoral Officer Ratan U. Kelkar regarding the SIR was held in Thiruvananthapuram today. Chief Electoral Officer Kelkar said that 85% of the enumeration forms have already been distributed in Kerala, although the distribution of forms in urban areas is progressing slowly. He urged that the assistance of BLOs should be ensured for the distribution of enumeration forms. The CEO also stated that a special drive will be conducted for those who have not yet received the forms. In Jammu and Kashmir, 9 people lost their lives in an accidental explosion at Naugam police station last night. JNK DGP Nalin Prabhat said the deceased include 1 personnel of state investigating agency, 3 personnel of forensic science laboratory team, 2 crime scene photographers, 2 revenue officials who were part of the magistrate's team and 1 tailor associated with the team. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Home Affairs Joint Secretary JNK Division Prashant Lokhande said the explosion occurred while processing a huge cache of explosive substances and chemicals recovered during the investigation of a terror module.
The cause of the accident is being investigated. However, any other speculation into the cause of these incidents are unnecessary. The government stands in solidarity with the families of the deceased in this hour of grief.
The Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said that gate number 2 and 3 of the Lal Qila metro station are now open for commuters. In a social media post, it said all other stations are functioning normally. The Lal Qila metro station was earlier closed after the blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi on Monday. Delhi police has also reopened the Netaji Subhash Marg for regular traffic. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. The Affordable Medicines and Reliable Implants for Treatment Amrit Initiative completed 10 years today. Addressing the 10th anniversary celebration of Amrit in New Delhi, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said the program has helped patients save around 8,500 crore rupees over the last 10 years. He noted that there are 255 Amrit pharmacies across various states and union territories, offering more than 6,500 products, including drugs, implants, surgical disposables, and other consumables at discounts of up to 50% on the maximum retail price.
It is one of the good efforts by the public sector, which has been done by HLL. I am told that now we have got 255 pharmacies. I am very happy to note that we have done a good job. A long journey has been covered. But I would like to also throw a challenge to Madam Thampi that we should, time you specify, but within a limited period, but we should double the number.
During the event, Mr. Nadda inaugurated 10 new Amrit outlets across the country and outlined a vision to expand the network to 500 outlets, aiming to improve affordable access to essential medicines and medical supplies for patients. The Indian Air Force will participate in the 8th edition of the bilateral air exercise Garud 25 in France from tomorrow. IAF will conduct this exercise with the French Air and Space Force till the 27th of this month. The Ministry of Defence said this exercise aims to refine tactics and procedures in a realistic operational environment. The Ministry added that it also provides an opportunity for professional interaction, exchange of operational knowledge and sharing of best practices between the two air forces. During the exercise, the IAF's Su-30 MKI aircraft will operate alongside the French multi-role fighters in complex simulated air combat scenarios, focusing on air-to-air combat, air defense, and joint strike operations. Ukraine struck a key oil terminal in the Russian port city of Novorossiysk overnight, triggering a fire and damaging key infrastructure even as Russian strikes rained down on Kiev. The Ukrainian General Staff said the strike damaged valuable infrastructure at the port and oil terminal, along with a launcher from Russia's S-400 air defense system. The Russian governor of Krasnodar Krai, Veniamin Kondratiev, confirmed the strike, saying fragments of downed Ukrainian drones had hit the oil depot. He added a state of emergency has been declared. Russia's defense ministry said it had intercepted a total of 216 Ukrainian drones overnight. Grandmaster Arjun Eregasi became the first Indian player and second overall to qualify for the quarterfinals of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 by defeating two-time World Cup champion Levon Aronian with the black pieces today in Arpura, Goa. Pentala Hari Krishna, the only other Indian besides Arjun to reach round 5 of the World Cup, has drawn his second classical game against Jose Martinez following a draw in the first match as well. In men's cricket, South Africa ended day 2 of the first test match against India at 93 for 7 in their second innings at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Tembaba Vuma on 29 and Corbin Borsch on 1 were at the crease when stumps were drawn this evening. South Africa are leading by 63 runs. Earlier today, India were all out for 189 in their first innings. KL Rahul scored 39 and was the highest run scorer for India in the first innings. The Indian Meteorological Department has said the cold wave conditions will prevail over Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Marathwada and Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in a very poor category with an air quality index of 384 recorded at 8 p.m. today. The weather agency also issued an orange colour warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal for tomorrow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches several development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Gujarat to mark the 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Prime Minister reaffirms government's resolve to end injustice faced by tribal communities and provide them benefits of development. Leaders of National Democratic Alliance start discussions for government formation in Bihar. Ukraine strikes major oil terminal in port city Novorossiysk of Russia. Moscow retaliates with barrage of drones and missiles. Indian Grandmaster Arjun Eregasi storms into quarterfinals of FIDE Chess World Cup defeating two-time champion Levon Aronian in Goa. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.